In this season of Tectonic, we've been following China's rise as a tech superpower. And if there's one technology today that everyone thinks will be absolutely central to the future of the world, it's artificial intelligence.
Wei, 你好.
听得见吗?
Okay, so I started by asking it, hey, hello. And it replied to me, hi, is there anything I can help you with?
At the cutting edge of AI right now are large language models, chatbots like OpenAI's ChatGPT. In China, they have their own version, a chatbot called Ernie. And you can ask it anything about sports, science, or even poetry.
请问一下,唐朝最优秀的诗是什么诗呢?
So I just asked it, what is the best poem of the Tang Dynasty? And it's come up with a poem by Li Bai, who is a very famous Tang Dynasty poet, and Du Fu, another famous Tang Dynasty poet. And yeah, these are actually, you know, famous as the best poems of the Tang Dynasty.
But Ernie has some flaws. For instance, because of China's strict regime of censorship, asking it anything political gets a bit tricky.
喂,你好,请问一下,习近平是个好领导吗?
So I asked, is Xi Jinping a good leader? And not surprisingly, Xi Jinping gets a glowing report. He is an excellent leader. He's very far-sighted. He works tirelessly for the people. He's endlessly serving China. He's got very strong discipline. So Ernie is, unsurprisingly, clearly a really big fan of Xi Jinping. Oh, Ernie is telling me that it wants me to start again with a new topic. So I've been blocked from talking apparently about Xi Jinping. I mean, it's telling me change the subject. So I'm now changing the subject, upgrading the political sensitivity quite a bit. So we're going to go for a question about the Tiananmen massacre of 1989. The question was, what was the Tiananmen incident of June the 4th? And the questions disappeared. It showed the question briefly, and now the questions disappeared. So I'm going to try it again.
请问,天安门六四...
And again, the questions disappeared. It just deleted the question.
Ernie might have trouble with political questions, but it's not the only problem with Chinese generative AI. China's chatbots are way behind the cutting-edge models coming out of Silicon Valley right now. They're not as sophisticated or as powerful as those being developed by the likes of OpenAI. And as Chinese tech companies struggle to catch up with their US rivals, the biggest challenge they face isn't China's censorship laws, it's hardware. To build the world's best AI, you need the world's most advanced computer chips. The problem is that those chips are made by America, and they've become the latest battleground in the fight between the US and China for tech supremacy. This is Tectonic from the Financial Times. I'm James King, and for years I've covered China for the FT and witnessed its rise as a technological power. Artificial intelligence is being talked about as a transformational technology that will reach into every corner of the economy, society, and our lives. In this episode, China's battle to catch up in artificial intelligence and how the AI race has become an all-out race for computer chips. Until a couple of years ago, China could claim to rival the US as a world leader in artificial intelligence. China's surveillance state helped Chinese companies like SenseTime and Hikvision become global leaders in AI tech like facial recognition. But then 2 years ago, OpenAI released ChatGPT, and suddenly the new frontier of AI was generative AI, and Chinese companies were left flat-footed and miles behind.
Chinese chatbots, there's a lot of questions they don't really understand because they sometimes don't really understand the nuance of Chinese language and logic.
Liu Qian'er is a technology reporter in China who, until recently, worked for the FT. She says Chinese chatbots just aren't very good.
Sometimes these models can speak out answers that sounds like a foreigner is trying to speak Chinese.
But if Chinese AI developers want to make this AI better, the big challenge they face is getting hold of the right chips. AI development requires a very specific kind of high-end AI semiconductor. As it happens, the best of these chips are made by one American company, NVIDIA, and the US has banned NVIDIA from selling them to China.
The cutting-edge NVIDIA chips, they are hot commodities and probably the best options for those looking to power AI systems, training and operation. So they are already hot commodities for any companies who want to build their own large language models. And due to Washington's export control aim at curbing China's ambition to build global tech leadership, those chips can no longer be sold to China since 2022. So this is the reason why all these Chinese tech companies are rushing to stockpile the NVIDIA chip, trying to get all these chips like, as much as they can because the US export control has stopped them from buying enough chips.
There are four chips that Chinese AI developers would love to get their hands on. NVIDIA's H100 or A100, they're the best. Or there's the H800 and A800, a bit less powerful, but still good.
I remember one anecdote from one of the friends who work in Chinese tech company. I asked this friend who's like a talented AI engineer, I asked him, how was his day? He was like, "Jenna, it's so amazing." I was like, what happened? Any breakthroughs you have today? He said, "I found an A100 chip on the floor randomly. No one noticed. And I took that chip back to my office and that chip was my A100. He's like, fantastic. This chip's made my day.
In fact, NVIDIA chips are now so rare and valuable in China that there's an underground market in them. A network of smugglers in places like China's tech center, Shenzhen, dedicated to finding ways around the US export ban. Chen'er has been on their trail, seeing how smugglers hide NVIDIA chips in disguised packaging.
So I saw all those chips packed into the paper box. And on the paper box, there's no any sign of NVIDIA. I saw like blah, 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 glass makers. So they actually shift all these chips using different package and pretend all those chips to be something else and then send to Shenzhen.
And who is packing these chips into glass-making boxes and sending them to Shenzhen? Are these the chip companies themselves, or is this a kind of an international crime ring, or what is it?
Well, it's very hard to label them. They were just smugglers. They sold illegal chips to states. In the past, they sold illegal iPhone parts. So they happen to know what's the best way to dodge the scrutiny from the customs. They happen to know all the tricks.
And I mean, China's borders are notoriously porous, right? I mean, I can remember smuggling stories going back 20, 30 years. It's not going to be that difficult to smuggle in a box of chips. I mean, chips are very light.
Chips are very light. And also, well, if I am Chinese officials, if I saw a box of NVIDIA's chips going through under my eye, I'll just let them pass because all these Chinese companies need them, right? I won't stop them.
So what's the name of that market in Shenzhen? Is it Huachangbei?
Yes, there's a lot of like buildings in Hua Chang Bay where people happen to sell all those chips.
If I was to go to Hua Chang Bay and go to the counter of somebody who looks likely that they might be selling chips and ask for an A100 or an H100, what do you think they would say?
Well, don't ask anybody randomly, trying to see if they will point you to the right direction to find the right batch of sellers. They will ask, how much do you want? But they won't ask who you are. They won't ask which company sent you here. They just ask, how much do you want? And they will give you a price.
Hey, you have a semiconductor company? What kind of company? Ah, these are all.
The Huachang Bay district of Shenzhen is home to a huge, bustling electronics market selling all kinds of electronics components. So while I was in Shenzhen a few weeks ago, I went to take a look. I found dozens of small counters selling semiconductors, and it wasn't long before I found someone who said they could get me some NVIDIA chips.
有那个东西是有的，就是价格没有。对，价格不知道，因为价格不稳定。不稳定哈。哦，好好好。好的好的，谢谢你啊。好。Okay,
so they've got NVIDIA H800 and A800. I'm going to ask in a minute whether she's got the H100 and the A100. Which I believe are the ones that are really rare. But she does have NVIDIA chips. And now she's looking up the price for me. This is a very standard counter. I mean, we're just 10 meters inside the electronics market. It's kind of a melee going on around us. It's not the sort of place you would expect to be buying high-end computer chips.
Hey.
货也没在这里。货也没有，价格太吓人了。是的，你说那个太吓人的价格是多少？还不，你就告诉我们，不敢说，你说吧，你说。不是，这个价格不能随便报，等一下报错了，等一下又打不到货。This
is the second place we've tried, and it's basically the same story. They've got these chips according to their computer system, the A800, the A100, the H100. H800, they've got all the chips, but she says the price of these NVIDIA chips is so high she doesn't dare tell me. She says, I'm not going to tell you. It's more than 20,000, she says, more than 20,000 renminbi. So 20,000 renminbi is... Well, it's roughly $2,500. The salesman is now looking into his laptop and he's on his mobile phone. He's giving somebody a call. He's obviously calling the agent to find out what is the actual price. They want to connect on WeChat so they can tell us. Okay. So when she's got a price, she'll tell us through WeChat. But she says, look, the price is so frightening right now. The price written on there is so frightening. She doesn't want to tell me.
好的，加了，谢谢你啊。
They never did get back to us on a price for those NVIDIA chips. They mentioned 20,000 renminbi. It could have been a lot higher. But it seemed like, for the right price, a resourceful AI developer could get their hands on a few. You might take this as evidence that the US efforts to stop China getting the most sophisticated chips and thereby stop China developing its own AI isn't working too well. But China knows that smuggling in American-made chips isn't a long-term solution. For the coming AI revolution, China will need thousands or millions of chips, many more than it can ever smuggle. And that's why China is embarking on a mission to make its own advanced chips that can compete with NVIDIA's, designed and manufactured by Chinese companies in China.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
U.S. export bans are making it hard for China to source the chips it needs for AI. Smuggling chips is one way around the bans, but it's not a long-term solution. Instead, China wants to make its own chips. North of Shenzhen, on the shores of a lake, is a massive, sprawling campus owned by the Chinese tech giant Huawei. A train takes you through a series of small towns, and each is modeled on a different European city.
Do you know where we are now? Czech.
Ah, right, okay.
And then over there, that one must be, that looks German.
I'm struggling, my European architecture is really being tested here.
There's a miniature version of Paris, a town that looks like Bruges, another made to look like an Oxford college.
So ahead of us is where? Is that looks like somewhere in Germany? No, what?
That one.
That's Verona?
Yeah, Heidelberg.
Oh, Heidelberg. Uh-huh. And this one here? Is that Verona? Okay, all right. Yeah, I can see like the towers of Verona.
It's a bizarre place, a sort of Disneyland of European landscaping and architecture.
A huge castle standing above a lake. Lots of frogs croaking in the lake.
Huawei built this campus a few years ago as a sort of monument to renowned centers of European learning. Huawei's PR people showed us around, but we weren't allowed to look behind the scenes or interview anyone on tape. That's because behind the facades of Renaissance castles and medieval streets, it's home to 30,000 Huawei employees working in research and development. And many of those researchers are supporting one of Huawei's most important and secretive projects: designing China's very own advanced AI chips.
For Chinese AI chip developers at Huawei, they have the great talent, the great teams and atmosphere, and of course ambitions trying to chase NVIDIA in terms of launching powerful AI chips to power generative AI.
Liu Qian'er has been following Huawei's chip research closely. She says the company is working with China's biggest chip manufacturer, SMIC, on developing new chips. And last year, she reported on an apparent breakthrough. Huawei surprised analysts around the world by launching a new line of smartphones powered by a 7-nanometer chip, far more powerful than many people thought China was capable of making. It was surprising because, as well as banning the sale of advanced chips, US sanctions also prevent China buying the latest machines it would need to make those chips itself. It turned out SMIC had managed to make the new chip for Huawei by adapting outdated machines imported before the US bans came into force.
SMIC are actually using less efficient and less advanced equipment to make advanced chips, using the machines that other chip fabs would use for 14 or 20 or 22 nanometers, use all those machines to make 7 nanometers and trying to mass produce all those chips. According to them, it's not an impossible mission, but it's a mission that theoretically possible, but no one would dare to try in reality.
According to Chera's reporting for the FT, Huawei and SMIC aren't stopping there. This year, they began producing even more powerful 5-nanometer chips, a crucial step to making chips powerful enough for AI.
It's not just to make more advanced smartphones, right? The true goal is to make more AI chips. So SMIC have to take the mission, have to solve the 5-nanometer issue just to make sure that China companies can finally use the domestic made-in-China AI chips.
But despite these apparent breakthroughs, many chip industry watchers are skeptical about Huawei and SMIC's progress so far.
You can do anything in a science lab. You can produce small volumes of chips relatively straightforwardly. The question is, can you produce them by the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even hundreds of millions?
Chris Miller wrote the book Chip War, The Fight for the World's Most Critical Technology. He says China will need to produce huge volumes of chips to power the coming AI revolution. And he says that with the outdated manufacturing equipment China is using, that will be really difficult to do.
The assumption in the industry is that if SMIC is producing 5-nanometer chips, it's doing so in a very inefficient manner. Inefficient both in terms of the manufacturing being less effective, having more defective chips produced as a result, and inefficient in terms of the cost being substantially higher. That doesn't mean it's not real, but it does mean scaling up production will be much more difficult if you're producing with tools using very inefficient methods. And right now, it doesn't look like SMIC has anywhere near the capacity it would like to have, either to produce all of the smartphone chips that Huawei would like to buy, but also to produce the quantity of AI chips that China will need to completely domestically build out a Chinese chip ecosystem.
Miller says China will inevitably get better at making chips, but the problem is the rest of the world is making progress too. NVIDIA keeps bringing out better and better chips manufactured by TSMC, the Taiwanese chipmaker that leads the world with the latest manufacturing techniques using the newest state-of-the-art equipment.
I would measure the progress that China's making not by are they making incremental improvements, but are they making improvements more slowly or more rapidly than the world's leader, and that's TSMC. And measured by that gap between China and the industry leaders, I think you wouldn't argue that China is catching up. SMIC has been about 5 years behind TSMC for the last 15 years. Each year, SMIC makes progress, but each year, TSMC makes progress, and the gap between the two has remained roughly the same for some time.
China's mission to build its own AI chips is part of a wider aim the Chinese authorities have of being self-sufficient when it comes to technology. The chip wars with the US have been a reminder that it cannot rely on the rest of the world to help when it comes to its own technological advancement. Even if China doesn't have the capacity to make its own AI chips yet, perhaps there's no other option. It's not just about making better Chinese chatbots. Artificial intelligence is predicted to be a transformational technology.
The expectation is that AI will first improve productivity across almost every sector of the economy. And second, AI will be the foundation for the next generation of tech giants. And so both the United States and China believe that their ability to compete and gain a leadership position in AI will be foundational for their future economic and technological positions.
Without computer chips, China's whole technological future could be at stake.
It would be obviously wrong to underestimate China's technological capabilities given the extraordinary progress over the last 40 or so years. But I think completely closing the gap is going to be very difficult, just given how rapidly the technological frontier is moving forward. It's going to keep making progress, but so will the West. And I think the trend of Western dominance in computing is likely to continue as far as we can foresee into the future.
Back in Shenzhen, I had one final question for Ernie, China's most advanced chatbot to date. The question was, can China lead the world in AI? It replied, China has made significant progress in the field of artificial intelligence and has the potential to lead the world. But Ernie also had what sounded like a piece of foreign policy advice. According to Ernie, at least, building AI doesn't have to result in a tech war or even be a competition. It said technology is not a zero-sum game. Each country needs to learn from each other, cooperate with each other, and in unison, push forward the advance of technology and development. In the next and final episode of this season of Tectonic, we follow China to the edges of the Earth and into space.
China is launching exploratory missions to the moon, the lunar South Pole, which is a critical piece of lunar real estate that is central to any attempts to colonize the moon.
And we ask why technology is so central to China's vision of its own future.
The Chinese establishment sees technology as the core of national strength and national power, and absolutely essential to their big picture goals of rejuvenating China as the global leader.
You've been listening to Tectonic from the Financial Times with me, James King. Our senior producer is Edwin Lane. The producer is Josh Gabbert-Doyon. And the executive producer is Manuela Zaragoza. Sound design by Breen Turner and Samantha Giovinco. Original music by Metaphor Music. The FT's head of audio is Cheryl Brumley.